We spend millions of hours and billions of dollars on video games, but can consoles still compete with the next level of streaming and subscriber services? I'm Joshua Johnson. Subscribe to 1A on NPR as we consider the future of gaming.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers.
Hello.
And Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, and we're looking at the best albums out on July 19th, starting with the self-titled debut from Freya Ridings.
I bathe in holy water for you. You don't feel the torture, feel it like I do. And I can't get enough, can't get enough. Water. You just don't give up, just don't give up.
Freya Ridings is the singer. This is her self-titled debut full-length. The song we're listening to is called Holy Water, and she's just a brick house of a singer from London. Had a massive hit in 2017 called Lost Without You, and now she's got her debut full-length.
Yeah, Freya Ridings. She's the daughter of a somewhat famous English actor, Richard Ridings. She went to the Brit School, which is where Amy Winehouse went, Leona Lewis, Adele. And she was predestined to be a pop star. And pretty obviously, she's going to be with this debut album.
Well, I was totally surprised and blown away by it. I don't know what drew me to her music first, because I hadn't heard the hit, but it is just a knockout from start to finish. I found when I dug into it a little bit more that there's actually quite a bit of loneliness in this record, mm-hmm. and a lot of sort of yearning for companionship, and she has talked, Freya Ridings has talked about growing up and being shy and spending a lot of time alone when she was a kid, and that seems to inform a lot of these songs.
Well, she's working off a very successful template listening to this record. I mean, that song that we just heard, it's a hard-driving pop rock song.
Are you saying, Stephen, that rumor has it she might have some success?
I was a little rolling in the deep, little rumor has it.
Yeah, totally.
But then, like a lot of other big UK pop stars, she also knows her way around a big sweeping ballad. And so there are lots of like big moody ballads on this record too. I mean, if this thing hits, it's going to hit really hard.
Freya Ridings is the singer. Her self-titled debut is just one of the many albums out on July 19th that we want to get through on this week's New Music Friday. Up next, the artist Tony Molina and his album Songs from San Mateo County. Tony Molina is the artist. It's hard to play just a snippet of any of these songs because most of them barely clock in at a minute. But that song that we heard is called Not the Way to Be, from Tony Molina's Songs from San Mateo County. Stephen, remind us who Tony Molina is.
Well, Tony Molina, if nothing else, has a great hook. He writes very, very short, almost fragment-length songs that still manage to feel fully formed. He got his start as in punk and hardcore, where making these short, speedy songs makes a lot of sense, but then he transferred that into that softer, birdsier, teenage fan clubbier sound that you just heard there. Songs from San Mateo County is 15 songs in roughly 15 minutes. There are a couple of songs on this record that track at like a minute 59, a minute 57, and I'm like, whoa, these are like Inagata DeVita for this guy.
He's really stretching out.
He's really stretching out. But as you heard, you know, he has such a flair for that beautiful, chimey, timeless, charming sound. It's a very pretty record that still moves you through lots of different phases, even though it's so quick.
It is a pretty record, but it also has a lot of guitar noise on it, too, which is what I love. He just has that perfect marriage of 90s guitar fuzz, like Weezer, mixed with sort of the jangly pop of the Byrds. Tony Molina is the artist. Songs from San Mateo County is his new record. Let's go now to the duo known as Eider. Eider and their new record, Emotional Education.
You told me I'll spend my life getting over my parents, so I better hold tight. I told you I'll be alright, 'cause I got a good mother and you got a good wife. I don't blame you, I just think you are the reason I'm messed up. My behavior is the product of the day you walked out. Everybody tells me that I'm killing it. Why the hell you missing it? Who'd you think that you are? You are, thought you were a warrior.
Is that trombone that comes in just about the last thing you were expecting to come in on that song? Eider is the band. Emotional Education is the record. The song is called Busy Being a Rock Star, another London artist with a debut album out today.
Two women, Lily Somerville and Megan Markwick, they're flatmates and songwriters together in London. They also are harmonizers, and Eider is the name they've given the being that emerges when they harmonize. And I think they mean that both in terms of singing and in terms of writing, because the two women's minds and souls unite to form this sensibility that's so appealing. The songs are funny. They're really insightful. It's kind of social satire mixed in with a tenderness and a vulnerability that I think anyone can relate to.
They sound like and remind me of a lot of sister acts, right? Like First Aid Kit, Lily and Madeline, Joseph.
Oh, that's it. Lily Madeline.
But they're
Heim,
sure. But they're not sisters. They're just best friends, songwriting partners. They've hit on a lot of that sisterly sound that has really captivated a lot of people.
It's also an album very much, I think, about self-discovery, like what you want from yourself and from others, what you want of love, sort of figuring out the boundaries in your life. There's a song called You've Got Your Whole Life Ahead of You, Baby, and there's this great line where she says, I'm in my 20s, so I panic in every way. I'm so scared of the future, I keep missing today, which I love. Eider is the duo. Their new album is called Emotional Education. Let's do one more before the break. This comes from the rapper Maxo Cream. His album is called Brandon Banks.
If you rockin', I'm rockin', and you my little partner, I got you just like my brother. If you boxin', I'm boxin', we jump em and pop em, no option, we kill for each other. My brother, I love him, don't touch him. We hop out with cutters, don't play with my people. Play with my brother, we spray the AK at your mother. We up in the skull till it's even. Go too hard for my brother, I need him. Never turn on my brother or leave him. You can never go broke if I keep getting dough. I'ma front you that dope if you need it. If I got it, you got it. We count up the profit, divide it, and split it up even. I'm a cripple, my brother, he bleeding. Never switch on my brother, I need him. Grew up with each other, we both had to struggle. We both had to hustle, 'cause nobody gave to us. We both from the gutter, grew up in the jungle. We fight one another, that made us tough. Used to flip on the mattress and play in them puddles. Now we flip packages, play with them duffels. We just like brothers, my mom knew your mother. When we got in trouble, they prayed for us. I'ma send you the code, I could never let go of these hoes. Try to come in between us. Me and my niggas don't fight over skeezers. How your partner go broke and you eat it. Split the dough with your bro, don't be greedy. If you need it, I got it, I get my last dollar. We both take two quarters, we even. Love my brother, my keeper. If you rock, I'm rocking, and you my little partner, I got you, you just like my brother. If you boxing, I'm boxing, we jump em and pop em, no option, we kill for each other. My brother, I love him, don't touch him. We hop out with cutters, don't play with my people. Play with my brother, we spray the AK at your mother. We up in the skull till it's even.
Maxo Cream is the rapper whose new album is called Brandon Banks, and the song we're hearing is called Brothers. And joining us to talk about this one is NPR Music's Sydney Madden. Hey, Sydney.
What's up?
Rapper from Houston, and he just released his debut album last year, and he's already back with a follow-up.
Yep. He's a hard worker, and he's a fast worker. This is his first album on RCA Records, and you heard that production? That's like that chest thumping type of production. Murky, heavy, musty. It kind of matches the atmosphere, the humidity in the air. And I don't know if you guys know, but it's going to be 100 degrees in a lot of places in America this weekend, including DC. Temperatures aside, it's clear Maxo Cream is bringing that heat. He's always been known as one of the upcoming Houston storytellers, and you can hear it from that track, Brothers. But he really ups his game all throughout this entire album. So the album's called Brandon Banks, and that was one of his father's aliases. If you listen to the whole album, you're going to hear a lot of references to Maxo's dad, because Maxo's father, he was arrested for fraud when Maxo was really young, to the point where the rapper kind of felt like an orphan, or as he said on some tracks, a bastard. And you pointed out, Robin, there's a lot of really nice vignettes between Maxo and his dad on here. You're going to hear that thick Nigerian accent, and Maxo's dad decrying a lot of his activities and saying, "Don't be like me," but it's part of what makes this LP so endearing as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his father appears on this record. He apparently got together with Maxo and just ad-libbed these little vignettes. Here's one called Bissonette.
Hey, mates, come here, man. Sit down, man. Take that gangster shit off your head, man. What's wrong with you, man? That blue bandana, man, what does that mean? Take it off. Take all, see all that gangster shit. Put it on the side, man. We're going to have some real conversation, father to son. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
It's so perfect that I thought they must have hired an actor to
Me
do
too.
This, but no, it is in fact his dad.
It's really his dad. And he unpacks a lot of relationships with his family on this whole album. And of course, there's a few cool Houston link-ups here. Mike Dean is all over the production. You got Travis Scott on the song Relays. Megan Thee Stallion makes an appearance on She Live. So those are kind of the bright spots in the sunshine. But a lot of it is really dark and introspective, and he's unpacking a lot here.
You mentioned the production, you mentioned the feel and everything, but man, I've found myself just hanging on this guy's every word.
Absolutely.
You said storyteller, and you are transported, and like every song takes a journey, and you're just, I found myself listening to this more attentively than I've listened to any record in a while. I was enormously, enormously impressed.
Maxo Cream is the rapper. His new album is called Brandon Banks. Thanks so much, Sydney.
Thank you, guys.
We still have a few more albums that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, along with our lightning round of other notable releases. But first, we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from The Jump, a new MailChimp original podcast hosted by Shirley Manson. Listen to some of the most influential musicians of the last two decades discuss the song that changed everything for them. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Kay Buxbaum in support of the David Gilkey and Zabiula Tamana Memorial Fund, established to strengthen NPR's commitment to training and protecting journalists in high-risk environments.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson and Ann Powers, and we're looking at the best albums out on July 19th. We kick off the second half of our show with the band The Flaming Lips and their new record, King's Mouth.
How many times?
This is the Flaming Lips. Their album is called King's Mouth, and the song we're listening to is called How Many Times. Man, I know I'm their target market, but I continue to marvel at how creative and ageless these guys continue to be nearly 40 years into their career. King's Mouth started off as an art installation that Wayne Coyne did, and this music was conceived as sort of a soundtrack for that installation. The King's Mouth, the art piece, is basically this giant sculpture of a chrome-plated head, this monstrous-looking with a giant mouth you can climb into.
I have sat in the mouth of that art exhibit, absolutely.
It's down here right now in Nashville.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I saw that it was making a stop there.
So for the longest time, it sat at the American Visionary Art Museum in Baltimore. And it, as you said, Robin, it is a giant chrome head. But then you climb onto its tongue, but then you like lie down on your back as that psychedelic music swirls around and you look up into these gleaming lights as the Flaming Lips music plays. And it is really, really beautiful and cool. But then listening to this album, it feels more accessible than you might expect from an album that's based on a weirdo art exhibit that was in the American Visionary Art Museum. I love it.
Well, the album tells a story that's narrated by Mick Jones, the guitarist for The Clash. And the story is basically about a giant magical king who's killed in battle. He's decapitated and his giant head is bronzed or whatever, dipped in steel, and it becomes an exhibit that people can visit and climb into. Here's the top of a song called Giant Babies, so you can hear a little bit of Mick Jones.
The giant newborn grew into a giant little boy. It wasn't easy to find him giant baby toys. He loved outer space, and he loved the sky.
I admit to loving just about everything that the Flaming Lips have done, but I think this is one of their best records since maybe Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots all the way back in 2002. The Flaming Lips, the album is called The King's Mouth. Let's go next to Stephen, one you turned me on to, the singer Ada Lee. Her new record is called What We Say in Private.
God watches over us in disbelief, and I take your head with my hand. A ring of dancers form around the house to surround us, and I pray that every door.
This is Ada Lee, the singer Ada Lee. Her new album is called What We Say in Private, and this song is called Wild Heart. This is an album that I listened to just nonstop this past week and over again. I could not get enough of it. What We Say in Private by Ada Lee. Stephen, tell us who Ada Lee is.
Ada Lee is Alexandra Levy, a singer and visual artist from Montreal. She made this record, What We Say in Private, as a breakup album, as kind of documenting the experience of a breakup. And that title, What We Say in Private, is very meaningful. It's designed to be an extremely personal record. It's about, she says she wanted it to feel like a journal entry that expresses the sort of thing things we usually try to hide. One of the things that I really love about this record is the way she uses ambient noise.
Totally.
She tried to capture the sounds of her settings, you know, where she was recording it, to make it feel almost like a field recording. And like listening to that song, there's a point where it sounds like somebody like bubbles in a straw. Like somebody taking a sip out of a cup with a straw.
Yeah.
There are points where you hear wind, and there's just this day-to-day clatter that runs through this record.
I felt, because of those incidental sounds, like it's the kind of sounds that drift in from an open window.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it felt like I was eavesdropping on these very private conversations. Ada Lee is the singer. Her album is called What We Say in Private. Let's go next to the artist Avery R. Young and his new album, Tubman. This is Avery R. Young. The album is called Tubman. The song is Get to Know a Nina Simone Song. He is a singer.
Good advice.
Good advice. Sound advice, always. He is a singer, a songwriter, a producer, a composer, an activist, a poet. He's from Chicago. And this album is just such a crazy interweaving of all these different sounds.
Yeah, I really love this. I mean, Avery Young, this isn't his first time in the recording studio. He's released a couple other albums under the name Booker T. Soul Train, which tells you something about his relationship to history. The songs on this record they are so deeply infused with Black culture, Black history, all these reference points. But, you know, not just talking about, you know, famous people like Nina Simone, but talking about what happens within families, you know, your grandma's cooking and church on a Sunday morning and what happens on the street corner on a Saturday night. The long history of Black poets making music is what Avery Young is connecting to here, you know, whether it's Gil Scott Heron or Mark Anthony Thompson, who recorded under the name Chocolate Genius, or contemporaries like Saul Williams. Avery Young has his own stamp on it, and that stamp is a deeply danceable and uplifting Chicago sound infused with gospel. He's connecting to people like Jamila Woods, another favorite spoken word poet, also great musician. And he also is publishing his first book of poetry, Neckbone, this summer. And this work is meant to be listened to in connection with that work. So he's very much crossing boundaries of art forms. He does it all.
Yeah, and as you say, it's very much the whole album and the book of poetry is very much a celebration of and a tribute to Black history and the Black experience in America. The title itself, Tubman, is a nod to Harriet Tubman. And I just found this to be a very thrilling listen, just very immersive. Avery R. Young is the artist. His new album is called Tubman. We have one more album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but as always, there are a whole bunch, and I mean a whole bunch, of other notable albums that we want to mention for this week's New Music Friday.
There might be some interest in a little record called The Lion King, The Gift, by a scrappy up-and-comer named Beyoncé, inspired, obviously, by the Disney remake of The Lion King that is out today that Beyoncé is in.
Yeah, and this is not the soundtrack.
This is not the soundtrack.
soundtrack. Music inspired by.
This is this is a Beyonce record that's out today. I also want to throw a quick shout out to a pair of EPs by a singer I have loved for a really long time named Sarah Jaffe. They're called This Is Better Part 1 and This Is Better Part 2. It's her first material since an album called Bad Baby in 2017. She's been doing some really great dark synth pop records. These EPs follow a period of personal upheaval, and listening to it, you can tell.
But you wouldn't have expected the pop punk band Sum 41 to make a really strong political statement necessarily, but their new record, Order in Decline, is a response to current politics, and it's really powerful. Always connecting with the culture and politics, Saul Williams, the wonderful spoken word poet and Afrofuturist, has a visual album out called Encrypted and Vulnerable. There's a very fun Americana roots kind of like classic blues record by the Minneapolis St. Paul group, Davina and the Vagabonds. Check her out if you like Amy Winehouse. She's called
fun.
Sugar Drops. Yeah, she's super fun. And I'll just mention one of my favorites of all time, the great Chuck Cleaver from the great, great bands Wussy and the Ass Ponies with his first solo album, and it's called Send Aid.
All those albums out now on July 19th, along with the last one that we want to play. It comes from the artist Lingua Ignota. The album is called Caligula, and you might guess from the title of it that this one is a pretty intense listen, so you're going to want to hold on for this one. Wow. This is Lingua Ignota. The album's called Caligula, and the person here to talk about this one could only be Lars Gotrich.
Hey, Robin.
From NPR Music.
Lars, tell us about this sprightly earworm.
It is an intense, intense listen, this whole record, and it's more than just this screaming. This song that we're listening to right now is called Butcher of the World, and I actually experienced one of the starkest contrasts while listening to this record, because I was in this moment where she's just screaming, and then if you skip to the next track, May Failure Be Your Noose, this is how it starts. Which is obviously really beautiful, but
who will fuck you if I won't?
So, I don't know, Lars, give us a way into what I think a lot of people will find just a brutally intense listen.
I mean, let's not sugarcoat it. This is a really raw, intense record. Lingua Ignota is Kristen Hader. She first got her start in the Providence noise scene and is now based in California. And yes, you can think of this as an extreme experimental record. She uses a lot of noise and industrial textures to her music, but she's also a classically trained singer and pianist. And on this record in particular, this is her second album. She brings out more of those classical elements. There are more piano ballads interwoven with the extreme sounds. They are survivor anthems. She is a survivor of domestic abuse, and the two records she has put out have largely been about her experience with that, how she can transform outside of it. And there are so many ways to do that in music, right? There are a lot of folk songs. There's a lot of stuff that's maybe a little bit softer, so you can hear what these survivors are saying. But she kind of flips it on its head a bit. She takes the sounds and tools of what sometimes is very misogynistic music and extreme and heavy metal, and she decides to flip that on its head, which is why this record is named Caligula, after like an absolutely depraved political figure. And she is pushing that towards our current conversation around what's happening with survivors and bad men being allowed to get off.
It's not an easy listen, but I think everyone would agree it's an unforgettable listen,
It's absolutely an experience.
Lingua Ignota is the artist, and her album is called Caligula. Thanks, Lars.
Thank you, Robin.
That'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
And Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
You can see a full list of everything we played and talked about on this week's New Music Friday by going to our website, npr.org/allsongs. You can hear full versions of the tracks we highlighted. You can also hear the songs, along with a lot of other new tracks from the week, on Apple Music and Spotify. Just open those apps and search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of music.